The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban. Today's daf is being studied in the Shnat Avram ben Esther, while Shem Tirehanbeg and Edra Mev, while Shem Amiki ben Jemi, Vaslacha ben Yamin Mordechai ben Esther. We begin the new perek. It's the 12th perek. Perek 13th perek, actually, right? Perek Shlosha Asar, Ashohet Vama'ale. Okay, Mishnah. Ashohet Vama'ale Bahutz. Persons make Shechita outside of the Azara. And he's Ma'ale. He brings the Korban outside the Azara. Two things he did. He's Shohet. Says Ma'ale. Bahut. Hayav ala shechita, the Hayav ala ha'ala'ah. It's two different isurim. Hayav, one isur on the shechita, and then one isur on the ha'ala'ah, on the bringing it up, on the sacrificing it. Peshi says, Ashokhet kadashim bahut ve'ala bahut ve'ala mehad. In one lapse, Hayav ala shechita ve'ala shehen shne gufe avera. Two specific sins. The Tarvayu Ketivi. It says, Asher Yishchat, Asher Ya'ale. Rabbi Yosef Gilli Omer, Shechat Bifnim, Ve'ala Bahutz. If a person is there with Shochet, inside the Azara, Ve'ala Bahutz. And then he brought the Korban outside. Probably have to add a word to our Mishnah at this point. If you look at the Bet, they add the word Hayav. So the B.O.S. says, the only time you're going to be Hayav is if you were Shochet inside, which was a legal Shechita, and then you brought it outside and you sacrificed it outside. However, Shechat Bahutz Ve'ala Bahutz Patur. But if you did everything outside, you made the Shechita Bahutz, well, you'll be Hayav for the Shechita, but you're going to be Patur for the Ha'ala'a. Why? She'lo E'ala E'la Dabar Pasul. Because it's Pasul. Once you shochet it outside, it's pasul already. So therefore, the ha'ala is nothing. That's to be Yosef's opinion. Dashi, shelo ya'ila ila davar pasul. Ve'anan mitkabel bifnim ba'inan dechtiv el petach ol moed lo yibien. We have to have a case over here where it's shayach to go inside. Because the pasul says, you brought it outside and you didn't sacrifice it inside. It's talking about a korban that shayach to sacrifice inside, where the shechita was inside, and then you took it outside. Oh, so then you're going to be hayav. If everything was done outside, you're hayav on the shechita, you're not going to be hayav on the ha'ala'a. Ha'ala'a, the sacrificing it. You took a fire and you brought the sacrifice. Now, but you did it outside the Azara. You made your own mizbeah outside the Azara. Amru, though, so they told him, according to your logic, afa shuhid bifnim ma'ale bahutz, kivan shusiyo pesalo. According to your logic, even in your case, you shouldn't be hayav, because you slaughtered it inside. Once you bring it outside, azarat's pasul. Before you even make ha'ala. So and you agree that you're hayav in such a case. So therefore, huadin, if you slaughtered it outside, and you brought it outside, you're also going to be hayav on both. Next case, hatameh she'achal. Guys, tameh. We're bringing another machlok to them. Ben kodesh, tameh, ben kodesh tahor. I don't care if the animal is tahor or the animal is tameh. When a person eats betum'ah, he's hayav. Hayav. Rabbi Yosef Gili Omer, tameh she'achal tahor hayav. The tameh is only hayav if he eats something that's tahor. However, tameh she'achal tameh patur. But tameh that eats something that's tameh is patur. Why? Shelo achal et davar tameh. Because it's tameh already. So it doesn't count. Only when you eat something that's tahor betum'ah. Amru lo, after me shechalt tahor, kivat shiragabo tibuhu. Exactly. He said, what are you talking about? According to you, a tameh got to eat something at tahor. Once he touches it, it becomes tameh. And still you're saying hayav. So what's the difference between if you If it's tahor or tameh, either way you're going to be chayav. The tahor she'achal tameh patur. That's the reverse. If the guy is tahor and the meat is tameh, he's patur. She'enu chayav ela al tumat teguf. When the Torah talks about chayav by tum'ah, it's tafka tum'at teguf, where the guy is tameh, not the animal is tameh. Okay? So that's the Mishnah. Everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees. The last point is only when there's tum'ata guf yahayav, but not when there's tum'ata korban. Tahor she'achal tamez patur from a korban. Rashi. She'enu hayav ela al tum'ata guf. That's Rashi in the Mishnah. Kedichtiv. V'tum'ato alav. Tum'az on him. V'nechneta. V'darshina v'tum'ata guf v'ketum v'daber. Mish tum'ato porachat memenu. Tum'ato alav. A type of tum'ah that can go on him and come off him. Okay, Gemara. So again, according to Tanakh, there's two isurim. There's isur shechitah b'chutz, and there's isur ha'ala'a b'chutz, meaning bringing it as a sacrifice outside. In order for something to be hayav, you need a warning in the Torah, and you need a punishment in the Torah. You need an azhara, and you need an onish. Gemara. Ishtama'i'la. כתיב עונש וכתיב עזרה עונש תכתיב ואל פתח או אל מועד לא הביאו says in the pasuk you didn't bring it to פתח או אל מועד ונחלט האיש מעמיו that's the punishment עזרה תכתיב השם אליך פנתה לעולותיך warning you don't bring your עולות outside. What does it say, don't do it? Hishamer means don't do it. V'chiyad amar rabbi abina amar rabbi razar. Kodmakom shleimar hishamer. Pen ve'al. Anytime it says the word hishamer, or the word pen, or the word ve'al, eno ela lo ta'aseh. Good. So we have the lo ta'aseh by ha'ala'ah, we have the punishment. In ha'shechita, bishlama onesh tichtiv. V'en petach o'el mo'ed lo hevi'o. Also the pasuk is talking about shechita, that if you didn't bring it into the oil and whether you slaughtered it outside, you're going to be hayab. And it says karet. Ela azhara minalam. So we're looking for one specific item. An azhara by shekitat chutz. Where is the lav? Where is the lo ta'ase? Well, it says, look at Rashi, very important Rashi. Ela azhara minalam. Dekan mechayba le chatat. You're saying that if you did it with shogeg, you're going to be hayab chatat. She'en chatat ba ela alav vekaret. You should be hayav karet, to be hayav hatat b'shogeg, you gotta have a warning. It's not just to say karet, punishment. You gotta have a warning. Where's the warning? Amar kera, we have a pasuk. Ve'lo yizbehu od. Okay, it's pasuk. Ve'lo yizbehu means you shouldn't slaughter. Lo yizbehu od. Don't slaughter od outside over there, in the place that you're not supposed to. You want to look at that pasuk? You can look at that pasuk on the side. Ve'lo yizbehu od, it's zivchehim. So from the beginning of the pasuk, ve'lo yizbehu od, it's next to the pasukim of talking about the sugya, the subject. Don't do it. Don't slow it outside. Only slow it inside. Okay, that's what you mean. Ha'mif'il le'lechterbi el'azar. We need it for another derashah, this pasuk. Da'amah, minayin lo'sofeach be'eman le'markulis, shu hayav. Markulis, we know this is Abudah Zara. The stones. They throw the rocks at Abu Dazara. That's the way you serve it. So the Gemara wants to know, we let us in Sanhedrin. How do you know you're hayav if you bring a korban to Markulis? Even though that's not the way you serve it. What we learned over there, that bringing a korban to Abu Dazara is universal. No matter how you serve it, you're always hayav. Right? Whatever is done in the Beit HaMikdash, that's done to the Abu Dazara, is hayav. How do we know the Ketiv? V'lo yizbehu od en zivchehim. Oh. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk to come and tell me kedarka to serve it the right, the normal way. Not everybody have a pasuk to teach me the normal way. Tekhtiv, echay avdu. So therefore, tenau anyan nishlo kedarka. So we need it for something else, this pasuk. We need it for the markulis halakha. Look at Rashi. The markulis, afapish avdu tu derek bezayon nesteklo ba'avanim. Even though the normal way of worshiping of the markulis is throwing stones in it. Vezay avdu derek kavod. Velo karina be'echay avdu ve'aseh. Afilu haki minayin shu hayav. Good. So you for this pasuk. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, no, we can learn two things from the pasuk. Kari be, read the pasuk like this. Ve'lo yizbehu, period. Vekaribe velo od. Which means, learn two laws. Number one, lo yizbehu. Pasuk says, velo yizbehu od. But read it like this. Velo yizbehu, meaning do not bring korbanot outside. And then we'd also, velo od, and not only that, but don't bring a korban to the Avodah Zarah. Two things in the pasuk that it's saying. Nashi. Good. It shouldn't just say in the pasuk. What does it say? Velo yizbehu. Ela velo yizbehu. Od means velo yizbehu shotehutz. Veod. And furthermore, don't do that parakolis thing. So two things written in the pasuk. Akati mevayin lech detanya. So I'm sorry. We still need it. We still need the pasuk for something else, for a brayta. Ad kan umedaber bekadashim kikdisham v'shat isur habamot v'kadam v'shat isur habamot. Okay. There's two types of shchutei chutz. The shchutei chutz that you're not allowed to bring it outside the azara bizman isur habamot. That means once the bamot were forbidden as the private the private altars. So the pasuk over here is talking about where everything was done v'shat isur habamot. You consecrated the animal, and then you slaughtered it outside. Hakol haya bizman isur habamot. That's what this pasuk is talking about. How do I know a case where you made the consecration when the bamot were permissible, and then you slaughtered it after the bamot became forbidden? That I don't know. That I need a pasuk for. Because I only know when it talks about shchutei chutz. Mamash, the classical case, where it was done after the bamot were destroyed, you consecrated it, you sacrificed it. So the Gemara says, Ad kan medaber bekodashim shekdisham b'shat isur bamot v'kribam b'shat isur bamot. Nashi. Bottom nashi. Medaber bekodashim shekdisham b'shat isur bamot v'shukam ha'mishkan. Di ilu hanak d'ukdishu me'ikara. But let's say stuff that you were saying, consecrated before when the Mishkan was still around, exactly. I could argue and say maybe those korban you could slaughter outside. Since you consecrated them at the time that you could bring them outside, so maybe there's no dinchot out on those. I only know from the pesukim mamash when you did it after the mishkan was when the mishkan wasn't when the mishkan was around already. Mishati should have more. How do I know the other cases? So the Gemara says, Shari onshan amur. Right. How do I know that this case is forbidden? When you're doing it b'sha'at isur habamot, because the onus is written v'el petach ohel moed, clearly. And you didn't bring it to petach ohel moed. I mean, there's a mishkan. You're going to get karet. That's the punishment. Azara dichti b'shamer lecha penta le'olotecha. Good. Mikan v'ilach. Oh, so from that, that's the beginning pesukim. From then on, mikan v'ilach b'zbachim shekdisham shateter habamot, וכלימם בשעת איסור הבמות שנאמר למען אשר יביאו בני ישראל את זבחיהם אשר הם זובחים. Oh, the next pasuk says like this, in order that בני ישראל should bring their קורבנות אשר הם זובחים. So it says like this, זבחים שהטלתי לך כבר על פני השדה, which means it says את זבחיהם, their קורבנות, the קורבנות that was permissible originally to bring על פני השדה, because there was no mishkan, so it was okay. Those ones that were originally permissible, shirim zovehim, now become forbidden. Lomalecha hazoveyach b'shat isur habamot. That if a person brings the korban b'shat isur habamot, ma'aleh alav katuv kilo kriv al pnei hasadeh. It's as if you brought it outside. Which means you cannot, if you bring it, meaning you consecrated it at the right time, b'shat isur habamot. There was no mishkan. And then you brought it outside after the Mishkan was built. It's like you brought it in the field. Which means it's considered outside. It's not considered that you did something correct. Oh, v'avi'um la'ashem zum mitzvat aseh. So the Torah says, v'avi'um la'ashem, you have to bring them to God. That's mitzvat aseh. Lo ta'aseh minayin. Good. So for now, I'm looking for a source for one specific case. How do I know? Shmuteh chutz, and that's done. I consecrated it b'shat heter habamot. It was permissible to consecrate it like that, no problem. But I didn't bring it till after. Oh, so that's a problem you're telling me. We have a pasuk. Asher hem zobechim. Stuff that was permissible now it became forbidden. It's like a pnei hasadeh. Excellent. So I have a mitzvah aseh to tell me you must bring it inside. But I need a lot aseh to get a punishment. I need a lot aseh. So the Gemara asks, lo ta'aseh minalan o minayin? Ta'ud omar velo yizbehu od. Ah, clearly. So velo yizbehu is teaching me a specific case. We were looking, let's get what we were looking for and what we found. We were looking for an azhara for bringing a korban outside of the azhara. What we ended up, so yeah, velo yizbehu, clearly. Pasuk says, "Velo yizbehu, don't bring it outside." Okay, but the Gemara says, "No, we need velo yizbehu for something else. We need velo yizbehu for a specific case. Don't bring it outside in a case where you made the consecration during the time of Heter Bamot." So it says, "Yachol ya'anosh karet." Now, will you get karet in this case, like a regular case? Talmud lomar chukat olam tihi zot lahem ledorotam zot lahem velo acheret lahem. Good. Only the classic case gets karet. The case where you made during the Mishkan, you made the consecration and you brought it outside. That's the classic case that gets karet. But if you consecrated it during pre-Mishkan and you brought it after the Mishkan, it's asur, but no karet. Zot velo ahed. Okay, but we're stuck now because we don't have a source. We don't have an isur for that case, for a regular case. Now you'll tell me it's kavah homer, which means if you're telling me that you hayav when you consecrated it beheter and you brought it beisur, kol sheken where you consecrated it beisur and you brought it beisur. Before you answer that, make a kavah. That's what Abi is going to say. Ela Amar. I should say Abaye, by the way. See what I do always when I get to that? You see that Aleph there? Aleph takes you to the left. Masorah Tashas on the left column upstairs. You see Aleph? Kirsat Rashak Abaye. Okay? Amar Abaye Kavahomer. Uma Bimkom Shelo Anash. Is here. Which means, in the place where the Torah doesn't give a punishment, but the Torah gave a warning, in this case over here, that you made the consecration B'chat Yisur, there's no punishment of Keret. But there's a warning. Makom she'anash el odin she'zir. Right, that's now. That's the kavahomer. A place where it says you get karet. Certainly there should be a lav. Meaning I can learn a lav from a kavahomer. And what in a case where the Torah doesn't punish, but gave me a warning against it? In a case where Torah punishes karet, certainly there must be a warning. And therefore, that's what the warning is. Yes, where's the warning? B'shat isur. It's from a kavahomer. Uma b'mkom shelo anash is here. Makom she'anash b'isur karet, because we have a pasuk for karet in the case of b'shat isur. Certainly there must be an azara. It's unwritten, but it's a kavachomer azara. So the Gemara is going to go on a rampage now and give many cases to say, what are you talking about? You're telling me this kavachomer that you can make? I'll show you. You can't make such a kavahomer. Amar le Rav Nachman Rav Ashi, im ken, if you're, that's right, lo yomar lav b'chelev. Beautiful. Torah says you can't eat chelev, right? Don't say, you don't have to tell me the lav. I can learn from a kavahomer. V'titi kavahomer menevela. What's the kavahomer from a nevela? Ma nevela shelo anash hizhir, chelev she'anash enodin she'zhir. Yeah. Nevela, there's no punishment to eat a nevela. But is it isur? Hele, that there's a punishment. Didn't she azara? Atale kamed rava. Amarle min nevela na milo atya. You can't bring a kavahomer from nevela. Dikale mefrak, ma le nevela shken metameh. Right. Nevela is different. You can't make a kavahomer from nevela because nevela is ochumra. Nevela is metameh. When you touch a nevela, you get tameh. Chelev does not metameh. So therefore, that's not a good kavahomer. Which is the concept is a good concept, but your example is it's not parallel. You can't bring a kavah homer from there. Mishirat seem to mean. Oh, again, so not from Shirat seem to mean. Meaning, ma shirat Shelo anash hizir chelev she'anash karet lokosh geje hizir od pam sheretz. מה זה שנצים תמאים שמתמאים? זה גם לזה יצא. שנצים מכם ברינג פרק חיילם. כשנצים אוסו, התמא אלה מתמא. הכרה לא לקו החור, זה עושה לעצמו חמור. שתמאים שמתמאים במשהו. אין לנו את, במשהו. אתה מתמאים עם עוד שמאל שיעור.
So, what's the
קו החומר?
The context of
החומר. Rav is saying the concept is good. So he's saying, oh, if the concept is a good concept, so why don't you do it over there? You can't do it because it doesn't work over there. Meaning, really, you can learn Yisur from a Kav V'chomer. But what? Your case that you brought me of Helev, it doesn't work. Because this is bigger, this is more strict. Oh, Mishinatim Teorim. So why don't you make a Kav V'chomer of Sheretz Tahor? What's Sheretz Tahor? Uma sheretz tahor. You know what is sheretz tahor? The sheretzim that don't exude tum'ah. Frog doesn't exude tum'ah, but it's asur to eat it. Oh, I'll say like this: Ma sheretz she asur, aval lo anash. Helev she anash. Kotsheket she asur. The one says no. Ma the sheretzim tohrim she asurim b'mashu. You can eat them, and the shur of eating them is a mashu. מה שכן חלב הזה כזית, זה לפה צער כפרבו מעורלה וכלי הכרם. Oh, why are you going to come off of עורלה? Those are the first 3 years of a tree that's asuti, that's a mixture of in the field of wheat and grapes and things like that. I want to come off of ומה עורלה וכלי הכרם שלא ענש הזהיר חלב שענש כל שכן שהזהיר מה לעורלה וכלי הכרם שכן אספים בהנאה. Right, that's worse than chaylev. It's a subhanah, these things. You cannot even have any benefit. Okay, mishvi'it. Learn from Shemitah. Ma Shemitah? She'in onesh, aval yesh isur. Chaylev, she'yesh onesh. Of course there should be isur. Ma le shvi'it, she'ken tofeset dameha. When you sell shvi'it, the kedushah of the shvi'it goes on the money. That's strict. When you sell chaylev, the isur of chaylev doesn't go on the money. So therefore, shvi'it is more strict. Oh, meterumah. The terumah. Ma teruma, she'en onesh, but it's asur to eat it, a non-kohen. Chelev, she'esh onesh karet, lo kotshken she'esh azara, but for teruma, Gemara says, she'ken nutar mikhlala. Exactly, which means teruma, or chelev, there's a type of chelev that's permissible. Chelev of Haya. Teruma is asur across the board for all Zarim. Masha'enken, all Teruma is asur. There's no type of Teruma that's mutar for a Zar. But there's a type of Chelev that's mutar. What type of Chelev? Chelev of a deer. Have Haya. Oh, so therefore Teruma is more strict. So basically, we went to try to learn. Abayeh offered an answer. Oh, you know, I know the Yisur from a Kav HaOmer. So Rabbi Kazogin says, oh, you want to make other homes? So do it by Chaylev. Like, how do you want to do it by Chaylev? From here, it all doesn't work.
What's the law on Ash?
There's no karet.
There's no Yisur in the Torah for this.
Not Yisur, no punishment. Law on Ash. If a person eats karet, there's no karet.
Doesn't say
punishment of karet. But by Chaylev it says karet. So again, if a case where there's no punishment, there's Azara, but there's Yisur. So the Chaylev, there's a punishment. Certainly the Yisur should be learned from a Kav HaOmer, based on the way you're learning, that you can learn Yisur from Kav HaOmer.
The answer was, all of those, they have...
All those are different. Really, my Kav HaOmer is good. Oh, you want to learn it from there? It does not work over there. So the Gemara says, Mikulihu Nameh. Why don't you learn Chaylev from a combination of all these things? Teruma, Shevi'id, Kelakerim, Nibela, Sheretz Tahor, Sheretz Tameh, a combo of all of them. What do all those things have in common? No punishment. Isur. Chaylev, Sheyesh Lo Onesh. Koshke Shes Isur. No. Sheken Lo Tru Mechlalan. Again, there are no exceptions. But Masheken Chaylev always has an exception. Chaylev Haya. And therefore, Chaylev Haya is always... less. And therefore, just because over there they have an Isur, you have no Raya to learn a Kav HaOmer to Chelev. Because Chelev is less in that sense. Because there's a type of Chelev that's Mutar. Learn from all of them together. Learn from all of them. So you still can't learn from all of them, because Chayiv is different than all of them. Because all these cases are Esud Be'echlet. There's no kosher Shivi'it, there's no kosher Teruma, there's no kosher Orlada. Mashikin Chayiv is a kosher Orla, there's a kosher Chayiv. Chayiv Hayah. So therefore, you can't learn a Kavahomer from there. I'll tell you, the reason why there's no Esud Be'echlet, because Utra Mechlalan. So therefore, you cannot learn the Kavahomer, at least in the Chayiv situation. So therefore, Rava tried to knock out Abaye by this question. So, if you can make a kavah homer for an isur, why didn't you do it by chalif? So he answered, I'll tell you why I didn't do by chalif, because you can't. It doesn't work by chalif. So Rava said, okay. Let me answer my real question now. Amar Rava, I kasheli, ha kasheli. Haditnan. We have a Mishnah. Pesach umilah. Mitzvot aseh. Okay, beautiful. Pesach and Milah, it's mitzvah taseh to do Pesach, mitzvah taseh to do Brit Milah. And it's a punishment, by the way. If you don't do Milah, it's karet. If you don't do Korban Pesach, it's karet. Titi bekal vachomer mimotav. But it doesn't say lo taseh by this isuri. But I learned the lo taseh from bekal vachomer. From what? Motar. What's motar? Leaving over the Korban overnight. Why, what does it say? Ma motir. Motir, leaving over. Shelo anash, no punishment, no karet. Let's say he's here, but there's nisud. Lo totiru menu ad boker. Pesach umilah she anash enodin she's here. Oh, now we go. It's a good question. Oh, you make kavahomers for isur. Beautiful. I got a beautiful kavahomer. Why don't you learn that Pesach and milah should have a lot tase on it? Why kavahomer uman notar sheyesh isur aval en karet. Pesach, yes, karet. Certainly, there should be a lot of tase. Amar Rav Ashi, Amritei l'shmata kemed Rav Kahana. I told this in front of Rav Kahana this question. Amar li, mimoti lo atya. You can't bring a kavahomer from that. Yikar mefrach, ma le moti shekin en lo takana. Tomar bepesach, sheyesh lo takana. Motar, what do you do with notar? You have to burn it. There's no takana. You can't make notar not notar. Once it's notar, it's notar. However, by Pesach, if you didn't bring Pesach on the first round, you have a makeup. So therefore, you can't bring out. You know why there's no isur by Pesach lo taseh? Because it's kal. You can make it up. What about the second one? No, I'm talking about the first Pesach. I'm talking about the first Pesach. You tell me there should be a lo taseh if you didn't bring it. That's the last question. So let's review the two questions. The first question Abba is, it's based on Abaye's rule. Abaye is giving a principle now. What's Abaye's principle? You could learn in Isur from a Kadahomer. An Azhara, a warning. And what was his warning? What was his Hadush? He said, I'm searching for an Isur by Shkotehutz. Where you did it be Isur, meaning you did it be isur, when there was a Mishkan. You consecrated it and you brought it outside. So the Gemara Abayis, I'm going to cover Homer. I'll tell you, and why in the case where you consecrated it behit ten, there's no punishment, but there's an Isur. By the case where you consecrated the Isur, where there is a punishment of Karet, cover Homer is an Isur. So Rabbah says, why you could do that? So then why did you have to write an Isur Lotase by Halev then? Make a cover Homer from this, make a cover Homer from that. So I mean, you come up as a broken. Okay. No, this is what I meant to ask you. Why don't you learn a lot to aseh by Pesach and Milah? Because Pesach and Milah only are mitzvah aseh. Learn a lot to aseh using a kavahomer. And say what? Uman notav. She'en bo onesh. Is here. Pesach she'esh bo onesh. Karet. Enodin she'es here. No, man le Pesach she'esh to Pesach sheni. Pesach is easy. There's a makeup for Pesach. Therefore, I can say that's why there's no isur on Pesach lo taseh. So the Gemara says, "Oh, I'll get you now. Now I'm going to get you the final, the knockout." Dichi mazidin min adin. That's the point. Abaye, could you learn a azara from a kal vachomer for something to be asur? The Torah has to write it. You can't learn a warning from a kal vachomer. And the Gemara says, "Afilu leman damar onshin min adin, en mazidin min adin." Even there's a machloket. Can you get a punishment from a din? Din is a kavachomer. Can you punish from a din? Remember the famous case. Torah says you're not allowed to go with your sister, who's your sister from your father, nor are you allowed to go with your sister, who's a sister from your mother, but it doesn't say full sister. So the Gemara says, if you can't go with your half sister from your father, or your half sister from your mother, certainly a full sister you can't go with. So the Gemara says, you're right, but I can't give a punishment based on a kavahomer. So you see, that's and there's a machlokah on that. Some say you can, some say you can't. But even the opinions that say you can punish from a kavahomer, they all agree you cannot warn from a kavahomer. Warning has to be written explicitly. So now we're back to the original question that we started the sugya with. What's the source? How do I know that if you do shechuteh chutz, if I bring it outside, I know there's a punishment, but I don't know that there's a warning. Where is the warning? So now we have to get the warning. Pasuk. Ela! Kedrabi Yohanan. The Amar of Yohanan. Atya haba'a haba'a. It says by bringing it outside. Ha'ala'a, it says the word haba'a. Bringing it. And it says by Shechuteh Chutz, the word haba'a. Bringing it. So I say, just like by ha'ala'a, there's a warning and a punishment, so therefore I'll say, so too by shechita, there's a punishment, so the warning is included also. Now you're going to tell me, but that's not explicit either. But a gezirah sheva is like it's explicit. When you have kavahomer, it's not explicit. But when I have a haba'a, haba'a, so it's like it wrote the azara b'firush. How did it write it? By writing the word haba'a. Jeez, by ha'ala'a, do I have a perfect isur there? I got a warning by the ha'ala'a, and I got a punishment. And by shechita, I have a punishment. So I say, well, just like here, there's warning and punishment. Warning and punishment here as well. Haba'a, haba'a. What? Comes the Gemara continues. Different answer. Lava amar. Lava says, Kedrabi Yona. The Amar Rabbi Yona. Atya Sham Sham. Ma le'alan lo anash, ela imkin is here. Afkan lo anash, ela imkin is here. Same style, a different Gezerah Sheva. It says, by Ha'ala, the word Sham. Sham ta'ale olatecha b'sham ta'ase. So therefore, we have a Gezerah Sheva. Just like by Ha'ala, it says the word Sham. Because it says, Sham ta'ale olatecha b'sham ta'ase. Sham Sham. That just like the Ha'ala'a, you have to do it inside. Visham Ta'aseh. I want you to do the Shaita inside also. Sham Sham teaches me what. Ma Ha'ala'a yesh bo onesh v'azara. Afkan be Shaita yesh azara v'yesh onesh v'yesh azara. So either it's the Gezerah Sheva of Haba'aba or the Gezerah Sheva of Sham Sham. Rashi? Tafwan Rashi. Itkash she'ar asiyot leha'ala'a. Ma Ha'ala'a lo anash. אלא אם כן נזיר, אף שחיטה, ואשר אלא אם כן נזיר.